I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is credited with single-handedly sparking a stock market rally, with the Dow closing up 617 points yesterday, 2.5%. In his speech at the Economic Club of New York, Powell had offered some hints on interest rate policy, pointing out that the central bank kept its rates super low after the Great Recession to spur recovery. It then started raising rates 3 years ago to, quote, levels that are more normal in a healthy economy.
Interest rates are still low by historical standards, and they remain just below the range of estimates of that level that would be neutral for the economy, that is, neither speeding up nor slowing down growth.
Now, if neutral is the goal, then those words just below suggest we are close to the goal, and maybe the Fed can soon stop raising interest rates. But what does neutral mean? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has this teachable moment.
The Fed tries to manage the economy by setting a key interest rate, the federal funds rate, which helps determine how much it costs to borrow money, to buy a house, or expand a business. The Fed lowers interest rates when it wants to encourage borrowing and stimulate the economy. It raises rates to slow the economy down. And Syracuse economist Donald Dukowski says the Fed's always trying to hit the economy's sweet spot, neutral.
So it doesn't need stimulus and it doesn't need slowing down. A neutral federal funds rate corresponds to the economy being at full recovery.
Right now, the federal funds rate is 2 to 2.25%. Ken Matheny at Macroeconomic Advisors predicts a few more rate hikes over the coming year to reach what he thinks is the Fed's current neutral target, around 3%.
Then that creates some room for it to cut rates in the future if it needs to do so to provide stimulus.
When the next recession rolls around. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.